it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, but y'all, I want to give a birthday shout out to my brother-in-law, Mikey, pronounced Miguel. He is an awesome father, husband, brother, and is always there when you need him. How about a bong rip and a fish sandwich medley from Kyle and Brandy? We would appreciate it. Thanks and stay beautiful.
Goddamn fruit flies got their breath.
It's fruit fly season.
A filet of fish sandwich.
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich.
Are you sure?
Maybe some relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon. And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Hello, fellas. What up, Ted? Want to say happy birthday to my sis, Renna Beans, the big 3-0.
What's her name?
Renna Beans.
Renna Beans?
Renna Beans.
Okay.
I want to need that 10 back. I have a blast this weekend. With lots of love, that from Geronimo.
Oh, what up, Geronimo?
Geronimo!
You know him, man. He's now in, what's it, Massive Monkeys? But he used their dance crew used to perform at Sonics games.
Yeah.
Geronimo's the man.
Love that dude. You got.
But y'all, I want to wish my wife, Clarissa, a happy 36th birthday. How about a fart? You like that? A fish sandwich? And the Germans talking about her being 1 year closer to 40. Thanks. That from Johan and our dog, Daisy.
You like that? You like that?
Yeah, when you turn 40, both of those sound effects are going to happen. You'll make that sound under your front side, and then I will scream, you like that.
Yeah, see, a fun thing we do this time of year is go spelunking inside this gummy cage.
Yeah.
Guys, happy 38th birthday to my husband, Sean D. Gonna get turtle sex or your penis is too small? And Coach Ted telling him what his old ass can do to keep up with his wife. Thank you, guys, from his loving wife, AJ.
All right, how do we keep up with the wife? Well, there's a few things we could do. We could always just put a little tiny cut in the back of her Achilles. That'll really slow her down. Other than that, I would say we got to train harder. We got to train faster. I don't know what she's doing. I don't know how you can't keep up with her. And if it's a drinking thing, well, I don't know. Maybe she got a problem.
Positive Friday, guys. Bittersweet to finally reach the big 4-0. So can I get some of Thrill Shotgun Gets? Coke Ted telling me what to expect in my 40s now. And you guys talking amongst each other about how Asians don't raisin. I love you guys so much. That from the lovely Rena.
Get.
All right, you turn 40. What do you expect? Back pain, lower back pain, higher back pain, sore for no reason, just because you got up. Also, if you're going to go out and party like I would this weekend, take Monday off.
Asians,
so Asians don't raise the man.
I don't know.
Hi there. It's my 40th birthday today. Can I get some advice from Coach Ted, some dad jokes from Miles, and the dirty Germans giving my wife some ideas of what we can do after the Mariners game tonight? Thanks, guys. That from Ray.
All right, Ray, you're 41. You're going to a Mariners game tonight with the wife. Seems like we're doing pretty good. I don't know what else I could tell you. I'm sure you got some money in the savings account. Maybe you own a home. Maybe you got a car. I don't know. Either way, don't be dumb this year, all right? 42 is a big one.
Dad Joke Friday. All the dirty Germans will be after that. I was just going in order.
Yep, my bad.
Guys, my wife said the vacuum cleaner isn't sucking anymore.
Yeah?
I said it's frustrating, isn't it? Guy says, doctor, I'm pretty sure I'm shrinking. Doctor says, it's okay. You're just going to need to be a little patient. And finally, if your Uncle Jack was stuck on a roof,
would you help get your uncle? No. I will dump you.
Bad dog.
Get a spray bottle.
Oh. We'll start doing that. You know what?
You start spraying him.
I'm tired of this. I'm getting a spray bottle. No.
Yeah, you want to know what to do after the Mariners game. It's quite simple. Relive what it is or go to concession stand and have a hunker down on your Mariner dog.
Yeah, so you know what else they sell at the Mariners game?
Yeah.
Sushi. Enjoy some fresh fish after the game.
Good afternoon, fellow beer lovers.
German sushi?
Mm. Yeah. My husband Jake and I are fans of the show. He turns up 41 today. I was hoping you'd give him a shout out. Can I get the Dirty Germans joking about how 41-year-old Danny Glover said, "I'm too old for this S" from Lethal Weapon? Thank you guys so much. That from Jamie.
Yeah, but he might not want to say that if he's into butt stuff.
Yeah, you imagine spending that much time with Mel Gibson and thinking you're not too old for stuff.
Sugar. But Charles, congrats on 20 years, guys. Love the show. I have a job where I drive a lot, so you guys make it much more bearable. Today's my 49th birthday, so can I get an Obama drop the beat, thrill shotgun gets, and Coach Ted pumping me up on how to live it up in my last year of my 40s. Thanks, guys. That from Jen in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Drop the beat.
Get. 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 Hey, Jen, mail us some pepperoni rolls.
Yeah, seriously.
Bumper to Bumper was the first last year in his 40s. Yeah, all right. Last year in your 40s. Tell you what, Coach Love's giving a little pregame speech, and I would love to pump you up right now. But judging from where you live in this area of the country, it's going to be a tough weekend for you. Saturday, losing to old West Virginia University. Sunday, losing to those Seahawks at home. Jesus, man.
What an ass.
You're old. I mean, you're almost the same age as your quarterback, but hey, good luck.
Damn.
But tell us, I'm hoping you guys...
I've been waiting to give that Pittsburgh guy the business today.
Oh, I want to give a birthday shout-out to my lovely wife, Healy. She's a very special woman, probably the smartest person I've ever met, which makes me wonder why she married me. So, can you please give her a fish sandwich medley, the captain regaling her with some of his exploits with the other cereal mascots, and some inappropriate dad jokes from Miles, please. Thanks, guys. That from the infamous Joe Dredd.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
I'll have a fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
You fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll wear a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Ooh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe
are you sure?
Relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Ooh, well, ahoy there. I'm kind of surprised that Joe Dredd wants me to regale you for my exploits with the other mascots. Most recently, we joined a Kiss tribute band on their tour, and the freakiest of them all was the guy who plays Gene Simmons. Now, a lot of people think that he wears a codpiece, but it turns out that was just Crackle snuggling his moist groin. And in one of the shows, I actually posed as his bass just so he could tickle my G-string. It was a hell of a time. Crunch berries.
Come on.
Jenny.
God.
Crackle was a little
Crackle,
snuggle.
Come on, Crackle. You gotta be better than that, my man.
Dad joke Friday.
He's not.
I'm going with the musician well this week.
Okay.
What do you guys call a person who hangs out with musicians? What do you call a person who hangs out with
a bass player?
Drummer.
Damn it.
Thanks, Ted.
Well, I'm getting there.
No, thanks.
Right. How do you get a guitar player to shut up?
I don't know.
Put sheet music in front of him. How many bass players does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
Who cares?
One, but the guitar player's got to show him how to do it.
Wow. Damn. Wow.
And finally, what's the difference between a guitarist and a savings bond?
What?
Eventually, the bond will mature and earn money.
I told you, my buddy Billy... He's a bass player, right?
Yeah.
He's been playing for years. And he told me this like a couple weekends ago. He goes, here's the thing about bass player. Every band has three guitars. So when they start out, one guy has to play the bass. Then when the band gets good, they hire a real bass player.
Oh.
I was like, damn.
Wow.
And finally, for the birthdays, Olamacholos, today is my 55th birthday. Yep, I'm the same age as well. Half of you guys, anyway. I want to give an original fish sandwich, by the way. Miles, your Baltimore accent sucks. You sound like a guy from West Virginia trying to do a Baltimore accent. That's exactly what I'm doing. I could also get all of you talking over yourselves about how a professional football team can possibly score 40 points in a game and still effing lose.
Oh, I can tell you.
And for my annual request from Ted, this year I've added another word that apparently Ted can't say correctly. Could Ted please recite the frustrated, ubiquitous Vietnamese philanthropist in an ambulance? Thanks, guys. Congratulations on the 20th anniversary of your escape from Baltimore. From a listener of 23 years, your longest listener, One Eye Greg, in Reisterstown, Maryland.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
What else we got on here?
You want me to read that real quick?
Trying to see if I miss anything. All right.
Before we start talking.
Yeah.
All right, Greg, this is for you. The frustrated, ubiquitous Vietnamese philanthropist in an ambulance. Damn it.
All right, guys.
God damn it.
Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Think about it. Think it's time that we go back in time. Last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So we're good. Let's go back in time.
Han would zip and slip in his dip ship. The dip ship lip was hip but snipped. Han's dip ship had brunt stunt front, and he fixed the brunt stunt front with a blunt brunt gunt.
Three times fast.
Han would zip and slip his dip ship. The dip ship's lip was hit but snipped. Han's dip ship was brunt stunt front, and he fixed the brunt stunt front with a blunt brunt.
Oh! Okay, let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000. And their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for versus the FCC.
We're up just reading Mike's tweets last night. Oh my God, so late.
Free Mike.
So late.
God, dude, I'm exhausted.
I'm still tired from Saturday. We had a blast.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm just only having one day off this week. I'm just been walking around like,
recovering.
Oh, God.
These long five-day weeks.
Yeah, I'll take two on Ted versus the FCC.
I know, man.
I'm not bitching. I'm just tired.
Now it's more days than anyone else that works here.
Yes.
Yeah, no
kidding. Hey, it's Freaky Friday or whatever.
By at least four. Yeah.
Text us and tell, text us and tell us where you are.
Yeah.
Freaky Friday. All right. We're going to start a new one called Come to Work Friday.
Yeah.
Freaky.
Freaky. Yeah.
Freaky Friday. Yeah,
wow. This one goes something like this. Ted, you tried last week and failed, so let's do it again. How would Zip and Slip, Han would zip and slip into his dip ship. The dip ship slip was hip but snipped. Han's dip ship had a brunt stunt front, and he fixed the brunt stunt front with a blunt bunt grunt. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC is one time through and then three times fast.
All right.
Grunt.
Grunt. I don't even like reading this one.
Grunt.
How would... All right. How would Zip and Slip into his dip ship? The dip ship's lip was hip but snipped. Han's dip ship had a brunt stunt front, and he fixed the brunt stunt front with a blunt bunt grunt.
Three times fast.
Han would zip and slip his dip ship. The dip ship's lip was hip but snipped. Han's dip ship had a brunt stunt front, and he fixed the brunt stunt front with a blunt brunt gunt.
One.
He's saying it with a G, but leaving out the R. So he's saying gunt.
Yeah, I know, instead of grunt.
So say grunt, Ted, please, for the love of God.
Han would slip and ship in his dip ship. The dip ship's lip was hip but snipped. Han's dip ship had a brunt stunt front, and he fixed a brunt stunt front with a blunt bunt grunt.
Two!
Han would zip and slip in his dip ship. The dip ship lip was hip but snipped. I'm sorry. Han's dip ship had a brunt stunt, and he fixed the brunch stand front with a blunt brunch gun.
Oh!
Oh, my God. 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 Oh, my God.
Come on, man. Come on. Grunsk.
That last one, that was a hard C, man. That came in hard.
It's like, Jesus, dude.
You know, if you happen to check out the show on YouTube there, the Men's Room Now Live for your viewing pleasure at KISW Rock, you would have heard all of that.
Yeah.
Because you're getting the live feed there.
All right, next week.
On YouTube.
Twice. Exactly. Next week.
We'll go for number three.
All right.
And we'll do a little drinking. Coming up next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.